Ticket number 76, station 2. Last call, number 76.
Renee Bordeaux is about to get her name changed on her new Florida driver's license at the Leon County Tax Collector's Office.
Hold on, let me go back.
Poor thing.
I did get a picture.
Is it anything worth keeping?
Yeah, there's
your signature. And remember to sign your new name.
Is the picture worth it?
Yes.
Okay. New name.
She's asked several different questions, including whether she'd like to be an organ donor and whether she'd like to register to vote in the county. That second question is required by law, and Leon County customer service rep Courtney Woodward says it's typically asked when a new name like Bordeaux's is entered into their database.
That kind of comes later on when you get through different questions. Are you currently registered to vote in the state of Florida? Yes. Is everything current? Do you change your address? Whatnot?
But University of Florida political scientist Daniel Smith says there's no standard across the state for DMV officials to implement what's called the motor voter law, and it varies by location.
You know, I was talking about this in my class yesterday, and, you know, some people were shocked that, you know, they could have registered at the DMV. They weren't aware of it. Others, the DMVs were more, you know, street-level bureaucrats who make that discretion of whether or not they're going to offer you to register or not.
He says a bill recently filed by Lake Worth Democratic Senator Jeff Clemens aiming to strengthen the law by automatically registering residents could create a consistent standard, but it may turn into a partisan issue despite what studies show.
The fact of the matter is that when motor voter was originally put into place, Republicans were concerned that this was going to get all these unwashed masses of Democrats registered. And the fact of the matter is it wasn't. It actually had a bump net plus for Republicans registering at DMV offices. So it shouldn't be a partisan issue, but I suspect it will, you know, once again boil down to that.
Clemens says he filed the measure mainly to get rid of what he calls, quote, an archaic voter registration system that seeks to disenfranchise minority and female voters. He adds the bill may also free county supervisors from taking part in voter registration drives, thereby allowing them to focus more on other areas.
Campaign to register voters is a fantastic thing. But really, we shouldn't have to have that. Supervisors will be able to concentrate on the things that they need to worry about, the elections themselves. Now, we will have more people on the voter rolls, so that, you know, that will require, obviously, a little bit more attention. But there'll be a lot less controversy about who's registered and who's not.
Meanwhile, Lori Edwards urges caution. She's the Polk County Election Supervisor and President of the Florida Election Supervisors Association. Edwards says DMV officials would still need to screen out certain groups of people, including convicted felons who can get a driver's license in Florida but can't vote.
And that information might not always be apparent to the people at the driver's license bureau. So we really have to try to be careful to find a way around that. And to update your address with the elections office is a free and easy process. However, to update your address with the driver's license bureau, it actually costs money. And as a result, that could be a deterrent. So certainly, I think that the supervisors are always happy to work in cooperation and partnership with the Division of Motor Vehicles. But I don't see that they would ever be taking the place of the work that we're doing.
Under Clemens' bill, those who do not want to be registered can also opt out of the automatic voter registration. It's the second time Clemens has filed the bill, and he hopes this year it'll get a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.